By the power of clarity, we just take on a friendly air. Because no one is a stranger. Does that mean that we run around acting like Pollyanna all the time? No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that at all. It means we might do that once in a while, but it means ferocity, true ferocity of being, being able to act decisively without error or mistake, fearless decision-making. Is this the right decision? Is that the right decision? Oh, did I make the right decision? That might occur, but within clarity, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the labels are. The truly empowered sense of who we are, our natural empowerment, is in this moment of clarity. It isn't anywhere else. We can't get it from anybody else, and we can't give it to anybody else. It simply is as it is. As we go through life and we intimately relate to each other, or not so intimately, there are many, many points of view we face within ourselves. And from the moment we're born, there's the point of view of death. There's the point of view of life to come. There's the point of view of birth. All of these are points of view within the pure view of total clarity. All of the points of view, no matter what they are already outshone by clarity. Just like daylight outshines all the planets and stars that are visible at night. And so there's nothing to get. Clarity is naturally present. With all of us, no matter who we are, we have afflictive, disturbing, emotional, physical, and mental states. We have afflictive, disturbing experiences. No one is excluded. Everyone is welcome to the club. And all those positive ones, too. Clarity equally pervades all points of view. Positive, negative, and neutral, past, present, and future, all points of view within the pure view. So no need to bank identity on any special set of points of view. By the power of clarity, it's obvious what you're supposed to be doing and who you're supposed to be doing it with. There are a lot of very heated situations in the world today. You could say our life depends on it. All these issues we're facing and challenges we're dealing with. However, patching together more solutions based on trying to rearrange conceptual frameworks, it'll never solve our problems. It just won't. It can't possibly. Won't solve our problems individually. How could it possibly solve our problems collectively? And so you see, what works for one works for all. The good investment is clarity. That's the one that takes us all through all points of view, including death. Very often we live our whole life as an energetic pushback to death. And so when we find out we're going to die or someone around us is going to die, someone close to us, then there are all the points of view with that too. It's difficult to just be, to be with the person and allowing all points of view with the person and with you too. However, that is a totally intimate way of being with someone, whether it's death or in a sexual relationship or whatever it is. The perfect death, the perfect sexual relationship. It's in letting points of view be as they are, whatever they are. It's not in concocting some special kind of contrived state and then trying to access that again and again. Does anyone recognize what I'm talking about there? Has anyone ever done that? By the power of clarity, usually at first points of view seem to be within clarity, like a cat watching a mouse. So there's clarity, which is the cat, points of view, the mice running around. However, by relying on clarity, that disappears completely. No cat or mice in sight. And so you see, there's no reason to try to concoct some special state or do anything special. Everything just is as it is. It isn't a mental construct. Like I said, the demonstration of its results are very obvious. There isn't any going into clarity and getting out of clarity. No matter what you're thinking, it's not misinformation. No point of view to avoid or to get into. Many times when we want to know about the nature of mind, what we do is just trade one set of points of view for another set. And usually in the balanced view training or in great freedom, when people come initially, whatever's going on here, it sounds just like that other point of view, whatever it is. Tibetan Course in Miracles, 12 Steps, Catholicism, Judaism. It sounds like so many things. That's the way we're accustomed to looking at things. We try to connect mirages together into some kind of meaningful relationship. All points of view appear in clarity, like a mirage or a hologram. If a number of mirages are put together, what's going on there? Is there a relationship of anything? And so you see, by the power of just natural clarity, your own clarity by which you know you're here, that's all it is. That's all it is. Nothing else. Definitely not a special state to try to get into where you feel all buzzed out and like you never want to see anybody again. You can know for sure that special states of mind appear in clarity. However, all these special states of mind are fleeting, momentary. Your own clarity is adamant, emphatic. That is the zenith of your own intelligence. That's what it is. It's the intelligence of nature itself, the same intelligence that spawns the multiverse. That's what clarity is. Your own clarity is your indivisibility from everything else. Not some cooked up state or description. Non-duality and duality are both points of view and clarity. So even that one, that special trick of mind, that special way to make things work or bring a fresh perspective, just rely on clarity, that's it. And very, very quickly, as you all know, confidence comes about. Just natural confidence. All the things that seem so compelling, fears of certain things happening or hoping that other things will happen and fear that they won't. All of these rest in total clarity. Natural confidence breeds trust in exceptional outcomes. In business, we can have all kinds of outcomes planned by the power of clarity. We come to see that the outcomes are always exceptional beyond our plans.